everybody. My name is Faye Wilder, and welcome. This is Breath Alchemy, and I'm pre-recording this. I'm missing your live energy, but I know that everybody who's meant to hear this will. It's a little bit easier for me with my two little ones to record when I have some free time. Today we're talking about unconditional self-love as really the only path to affluence. So we're talking about taking care of ourselves, honoring ourselves as a way to get and feel wealthy in all parts of our life. And we'll talk more about the definition of affluence in a moment. But for now, I want to make sure to remind you that you are comfortable, that you have some water nearby, and that you can be completely undisturbed for the next half hour or so. Thank you so much, beloved, for being here. I'm so excited I can feel you. And I really honor that this work that we're doing with our breath and committing to experiencing all the parts of our human selves is really the quickest way to changing our human experience right now. So thank you. As a human, as a mother, as a potential great-great-grandmother, I thank you. So, unconditional love, first of all. Well, how the heck do we get to unconditional love? And I'll start by saying that unconditional love is really not possible if we're relying on a feeble idea of God, of spirit, because we can't feel safe to relax and be with what is, whatever condition is, in a love space if we think that God is out to get us. And a lot of us, you know, I mean, all over the world, people are raised and taught about a deity called God that is scary, frankly, and judging and, you know, like keeping score and is the boss. And what we're all awakening to now, what is so poignant about this time on Earth, is that humanity is awakening to the fact that we are, in fact, fractals of God or spirit or Christ consciousness or source or the beloved, whatever your word is, all good, goddess, Sophia, that we are, in fact, fractals of that source energy in a human experience. So that it's this beautiful intermix or overlay or dance, I like to think of it as making love. this sweet back and forth between I am the divine and I am human and I have a personality and yet I'm timeless and infinite all at the same time. So when I understand this, and I know that if you close your eyes and take a deep breath and check in, you'll see it for yourself. It's not always easy to live from that space, certainly, because upstairs in our mind, a very helpful tool, our mind, we have all this other information that's been passed down in our lifetime, that's been passed down from our family and our cultures, and even stuff that we're not conscious of that's perhaps in our ancestral lineage and in our human lineage. So all of us are coping and navigating this consciousness, this collective consciousness that has some imprinting that God is scary. So the thing of unconditional love, what does it mean? So Mary Magdalene teaches that to love something unconditionally means that no matter what the condition is, I love it. It's another word for acceptance. It's another way to describe the presence of the now. So that when I'm in the present, when I'm right now, free from fear, free from planning, free from worrying, free from regretting, I attune naturally to my natural state, which is love. It doesn't take a lot of work. It is not something that we have to earn or train. Well, training a little bit, but you, right now, beloved, are ready and you are love. Yeah? Now, how do I practice that for myself? Another viral belief that we cope with is this idea, again, that there's a hierarchy, that some are better than others, that certain things make the woman or make the man. when I have enough money, when I'm healthy and vibrant enough, when I spend enough time in meditation, when I'm helping enough people, when I have enough likes on my post, when I have completely healed from all of my second chakra trauma, then I will be lovable. Then I will be a sovereign creator. This is an old idea. Because really, in this moment, we are sovereign creators, period. And this means we're responsible for our experience. And so to take responsibility for our experience is synonymous with loving ourselves, with honoring this God place within us, right? So it's this, again, this beautiful weaving of concepts that this unconditional love is only possible when we are approaching life from the God place within. And self-love is only possible when we are honoring the God place within. So it's this approaching life and then reflecting back in. And we can see now how this is a watery technique. This is a technique that Kuan Yin is a wonderful mentor for, this flow, this back and forth of giving and receiving. And this brings us to affluence. So the word affluence, which we often relate to financial wealth, is very much related to having everything that we need in the physical world. And the definition means a flow, a back and forth flow. So it's a different idea than, say, some people, you know, there's humans on the earth right now who have, and you, I mean, it's like a huge, we see it in this grand scale where like most of the wealth in the world is concentrated with a few people. Solidifying this concept that there is a hierarchy, that there's like a little lots of money at the top and then not so much money coming down. Now, to bust through this belief, we have to bust through the idea that there's only a finite amount of money on the planet or a finite amount of energy on the planet. Money is just energy. And we've been taught that energy cannot be destroyed or created, but in fact, it's not true. If we are sovereign creators, we can in fact create time, we can in fact create energy. We can womanifest and manifest anything that our hearts desire. This is the honoring. This, you know, to say that out loud, I can create anything I desire. I can create any energy that I need. I create time. These are big leaps for many of us. And so again, to take these big leaps, this is where we need the spirit of unconditional love coming from within, right? Because I'm not going to take a big leap if I think that God is going to drop me on my ass. No way. I'm going to keep myself safe. I'm not going to take any risks. I'm going to just do what feels like the safest thing. And stick with paradigms that I've been taught and that I recognize and that seem like, you know, work withable, that don't take me too far out there. But beloved, like casters, we're here to transform the world, to anchor the light on the planet, to anchor heaven on earth, which is the same to say to wake up to Christ consciousness in our own hearts, to respect and take responsibility for the fact that we are the creators of our experience. So this back and forth flow of approaching life with unconditional love and then receiving that same unconditional love back into ourselves, this flow is brings us to the image of the chalice, which is connected to Mary Magdalene, but also to Kuan Yin, who is the mistress of the waters, is how I feel her. And today as I record this, it's pouring down rain. You might be able to hear it. And there's this beautiful image right in front of my eyes of these angel tears shedding down and enriching the earth in order to grow new life and send energy back up out into, you know, the third dimension, to turn into breath, to turn into the clouds, to nourish the rivers and the oceans. So it's like this back and forth, and eventually it all ends up back in the sky, right? This is affluence. This is a steady and even stream in and out. So If you're struggling with viral beliefs about money and how much money you are allowed to have, you are allowed to earn, you are allowed to give, you are allowed to spend, I invite you to take a deep breath now and let those go. And asking for clarity of sight from Kuan Yin to see where these viral beliefs live in your body, what they're, you know, how they sound. For instance, I found one the other day that was basically said, being wealthy is a lot of work. Being wealthy is a lot of work. Wealthy people are mean. So taking a deep breath and letting those go. Feeling how they transform with the help of my breath and loosen in the space in my body and evaporate. Because what is true, there's infinite resource, there's infinite money, and the more that I accept and receive, the more I'm able to give. So I'm talking about money because it's a part of our existence, it's a very real part of life, and you know, it's something that I think in the spiritual landscape sometimes we miss. I also talk about money because it is synonymous with love. It is synonymous with energy, with support. So one thing that I have struggled with in the last year is receiving plenty of support, but not feeling like I deserved it, or like feeling ashamed that I needed so much help. Feeling ashamed when I needed, for instance, I had a C-section when my boys were born, and there was this huge piece of me that I've been still working with of, I had to get help to birth my children. Real, serious help, you know. Not just a loving doula, but surgery and drugs and, you know, things that I could never imagine doing on my own. And this really was hard for me, and I'm still working on it. And it's like the areas in which I'm unwilling to receive help, I need to look tough, are the areas that in fact I need the most love. Yeah. And it's not uncommon that we harden these parts of ourselves because we've needed, you know, to be tough to make it in parts of our life. Life is tough sometimes. I'm thinking of middle school and high school, personally. Toddlerhood, oh my gosh, my little Bubba, it's hard right now for him, you know? And so it's like, it's okay that we have this healing work to do. It is okay, Lightcaster, that we have these changes to make, yeah? Okay, so here's the deal. I'm coming from a place of unconditional love in all of my life, right? So this is basically, it's the law of attraction. What I'm focusing on and what I'm thinking about is what I'm going to create. It's not what I'm experiencing. What I'm experiencing is the result of what I was thinking about a few clicks back, yeah? So if I want what I'm experiencing to be different, I do not need to concentrate on how I want it to change. I do not need to concentrate on how I don't like it. I need to concentrate on what is wonderful about it and what I want more of. Right? So this is not a call to accept everything in the world as it is and just lie down in acceptance and love from your bed, you know. This is all about action, but it's about action with the intention to create the light that we long for. Action anchored in the light that we want to see. Yes? Yes. And that light, that unconditional love, makes everything possible. It makes peace possible. It makes harmony possible. It makes justice possible. And again, it makes the possibility to create anything that we need, right? Resources for every being on this planet to appear, to manifest, it makes that possible. Yeah? So coming into my life, willing to love the conditions as they are, and loving the condition of godliness in my own self so much that I recognize my power to change it all simply by what I'm concentrating on. So as an example, you know, right now I'm on still a little bit of a hiatus in my work, and I am I'm just checking on the time here. So I'm still on a little bit of a maternity leave. My son is still little. He's 3 months old right now. My sweet baby fox. And so I'm still in my cocoon, and I'm so excited to be working. I love my work. I love channeling. I love working with my mentorship clients so much. I love writing. I love it. So there's this part of me that when I'm with my family and my children feels like I got to get back to work. I got to get back to work. This is not what I want. This is not what I want. Because honestly, it is one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life is to just be with both of my children in my house, right? It's truly the hardest job I've ever had for many different reasons, but that's a different call for a different time. So I want it to be different. I'm also, I will say, approaching it with a little bit of fear because, of course, I've got to want to earn that money, honey, right? I want to help support my family. I have big dreams. I have big ideas. I have longings and desires for material things that I'm so ready to invite into my life that will support me and my family and our community and the planet, right? And so it's like, here I am. I'm in the thick of it. It's 11 a.m. on a Monday, and I'm in the house with both boys. It's pouring rain, and I'm like, I just want to be writing alone. I just want to be alone writing, okay? So what's happening is I'm approaching the situation with a condition. This is not unconditional love. This is like, if only things were different, then I could relax and surrender. So here's what I do. I take a look around, literally, at the conditions that I'm in. Play-Doh's on the floor, sand's in my bed, my son has poop on his butt, I haven't taken a shower, I'm hungry, there's a child biting my boob, whatever. I take a deep breath. Do it with me. And maybe another. Inhale. Scan the room and see what I love. Oh, I love the light in my house. I love the way that my son Forrest just, he like gallops from room to room excited and telling everybody what he's doing. Every few moments he's announcing what he's up to. His pure delight at these simple things in his life that he loves so much. His garbage truck, his garbage cans, his ball, his blanket in his bed, his mama. Oh, I love the way that my baby stares at me and smiles at me. I love the way that the sound of the rain makes me feel like I'm in heaven. I love that there's a roof over my head. I love that we are in the quietest place on the planet, it seems. I love that we somehow, miraculously, have a home to live in. I love that there's plenty of food in the fridge. I love how healthy and strong I feel in my life right now. I love all of the inspiration coming into me. I love the fact that I'm meeting new guides every single day and they are inspiring to stand in greater alignment in my heart. I love all of the support I receive from my sisters and my mentors and my family and my husband and even my children who I know are cheering me on. I love the women who I work with, who are so beautiful and changing and going to change this world. I love the people who are saying things that have never been said before on this planet, inciting rapid change in the way that we all think about our existence. I love the fact that my breath moves with ease in and out. I love the fact that I am a high priestess of the Order of Magdalena. I love the fact that I am a creatrix, manifesting my reality with every thought and every breath. I love the fact that in an instant I am connected to the divine, to the source, simply by saying, yes, I am. Ah. And suddenly everything is different. The condition that is loved, and it is made very clear what is pleasing to my consciousness, what I like about it. And guess what? That starts to magnify, to attract more of that energy, to to attract more of that good feeling, that love feeling that I'm pouring out onto the situation, and I get more and more and more of it. And the more I feel this income of love and pleasure in the form of circumstance or money or resources or ideas or beautiful friends coming into my life, the easier it becomes to practice unconditional love no matter what's happening. Now, let's be clear, it is not always easy. It does get easier with practice. But life can be really, really tough. And we were born with the capacity for a huge rainbow of emotions and have been just hammered home that many of these emotions are inappropriate and unlovable. So again, this thing of self-love, it's not about loving myself only when I'm doing a great job. It's not about loving myself only when I feel the connection to source that is there no matter what. It's not about loving myself only when I'm healthy and wise. It's not about loving myself only when I've, you know, reached a certain goal. It's not about loving myself when I have totally pure thoughts all the time. My humanity is one of my greatest assets in life because it connects me with the people around me. And that is how people know where to go when they need help, because they see the humanity. Yeah? Okay. So the love, the self-love is a blanket over everything about me, no matter what. Everything I do is love. Everything I am is love. I am a sovereign creator, and everything I make is love. The more I recognize this place in my heart, the goddess place capable of creating universe, of birthing paradigm, of making people, of making business, of making ideas, of making poetry and music and art, of making revolution, the more I honor that this place is the truth, no matter how I feel, no matter what I see going on around me, the more empowered I am to create new things, the more empowered I am to receive the endless stream of energy and abundance flowing in to me now. It's already flowing. It's about opening up to it. The place to open up to it from is the sovereign creator place within. And here we have more money, we have more resources, we have more support, but more importantly than that, we have the feeling of relaxation as we lean on those supports and let go. Yeah? That we relax and allow people to help us, that we relax and allow money to come into our life and create things that help us to be of service. And if it means like you really want to buy a beautiful new car, beautiful, because you want to ride in your chariot of light all around town every day, beautiful, yes. If it means that you travel the world helping other people, beautiful, yes. If it means that it's simply like finally you have a solid place to live where you can root down and call home, yes. If it means that you receive support with your children or your family from other people so you can do your work, so you can take some time alone, so you can take a deep breath, yes. The more we receive, the more we have to give. So, the unconditional love of ourself allows for the affluence to come in, allows for more of the unconditional love to flow out, and we find ourselves in this beautiful place of dance, of lovemaking with our life and the people around us. Of moving our bodies in the stream of the rain, of feeling ourselves connected to the flow of all that is, and deepening our experience, the richness of our human experience, as we open and peel back more and more of these hardened places and these ideas that they're not our ideas, they are not what we believe truly. As we let those go, we reveal more of who we really are, which has already been said, is love, no matter what. No matter what. I invite you now to settle in, to relax your head back into your chair, or even to lie down and close your eyes, and begin to breathe deeply, long, slow, and deep, letting your body relax with your exhale, feeling everything drop down, and just in this instant, feeling the support of the wall or the floor, feeling how the earth holds you, how gravity contains you here on this planet, in this reality, so that you have a feeling of structure, that you have a feeling of security from which you can create anything. It's not just boundless, infinite light. It is that, and it is the structure of your bones and your ribcage, the solidness of the floor beneath you, the experience of a flat surface to exist on, the bowl of your pelvis holding all of your organs, supporting your spine, your skull shaping your brain, keeping everything in a nice, you know, orderly way. Noticing how you just instantly are supported all the time. With your next exhale, let yourself relax even deeper and receive. I receive the support. I receive the support. And notice now our friend Kuan Yin in purple and white silver light. Ah, beautiful. Sitting behind you, almost as though she's cradling you in her arms, almost as though she is a chalice that you relax back into. Feeling the warmth of her body, feeling the sweetness of her breath, feeling the silkiness of her touch as she warms your soul with unconditional love of the Great Mother, reminding you that the places within that feel unworthy are simply reminders of where to put more love, not less, more love, not less. Take a deep breath, do a scan, and find one of these places, maybe one or two. Who needs love in here? Who needs love in here? Ah, yes, hello. Perhaps in your pelvis, perhaps in your sacrum, your knees, your heart, your throat, your eyes, wherever it is. Take your attention there inside of your body. So almost as though you're riding around in your cells on your breath. Take your attention to this area of your body that says, I need the love. Now with your next exhale, tell this part of your body why you love it. I love you, tender place, because I love how you're incredible because you. Thank you for always. I am here to love you no matter what. And now feel how this part of your body opens. Allow the opening to happen. Might feel unwinding, relaxing. And using your breath to send, pour, shower this place with more love. More love, not less. Yes, yes, I'm here to love you. I'm here to support you. What happens? Everything changes. Every cell in your body responds. Because it is true, if there's one cell in your body that doesn't believe she's safe and loved, she'll carry this feeling to the cell next to her and next to her and next to her. So taking the time to love the places that feel vulnerable, that feel tender, that feel unloved and crappy, will set off a domino effect throughout the whole body, restructuring the belief, just basically erasing the yuck. This healing can be instant and glorious, as Beyoncé said. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. As you feel this restructuring, the shifting waves of love moving through your whole body, you can practice this again. Who else needs more love? As many times as you need throughout the day. Feel yourself sending that love from the sacred point of your own heart. And allow your body to receive the love. Allow your body to then send that love, waving it out to the rest of your body. And then when you feel ready, sit up a little taller, keep your eyes closed, open your shoulders, lift your chest. You still feel Kuan Yin behind you, but this time a little more straight, just as though she's sitting behind you. You're not quite touching, but you can feel her purple, silver light radiance supporting and cheering you on. And you can feel how she's done the same exercise that you have, that we're in it together. So chest up high, tailbone rooted down, chin up, eyes still closed, soft face. Take a deep breath in. And from your heart, shine this same love out. Yes, like a Care Bear. Noticing how you have created love. You just created energy. You just created a resource for the space around you, for the current circumstance that you're experiencing. You did this, my beloved Lightcaster. You created this. And I bow to the sovereignty, to the God place within you that is capable of birthing new paradigms in an instant. And so it is. Yes, queens and kings, thank you. Do this as much as you need to. And if you feel stuck in a particular part of your life or with a particular person, go ahead and beam that beam out towards them. Feeling how bright it is. This beautiful, again, purple silver light coming from your back, from the back of your heart, and out into the world. Feeling the support of our chalice, beloved Kuan Yin. But again, she's not doing it for you. She's just here as your guide, as your mentor, as your co-creator. Notice how you feel and let your breath start to settle. It's likely you feel a lot of energy in your body. Use your breath to move that energy around as you need to. And just notice, I am the creator of new worlds. I am the creator of life. I am the creator of energy and money. And I welcome more of this goodness into my heart now that I might use it to serve. And so it is. Ah, woman. Lightcaster, I say thank you to you. Kuan Yin, thank you to you. To all of our guides and angels with us on this call, thank you to you. And to the Christ consciousness, to the God place in all things, the angels of ourselves, yes, thank you. We see you, we love you, and we are ready to live in greater alignment with you now.